families of financial means who are interested in making educational choices for their children often in the city of Syracuse choose to send their children to non-public schools, or they leave the city altogether. I have neighbors who are leaving. They're moving a third of a mile away into the neighboring school district where people are paying upwards of $10,000 over the asking price of houses, and houses are being snapped up in a matter of hours. When people are moving to Central New York, they don't say to the realtor, who has the best hotels downtown? They don't say who has the best roads. They say, who has the best schools and the safest neighborhoods? The answer right now is not Syracuse. It can be, and it should be, and we can do that. But we need somebody who will stand up and say to the entire city of Syracuse, I will be accountable for what goes on here. I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to bring together community leaders, other elected officials at the local, state, and federal level, have access to other financial and human resources to give the school board and the superintendent what's needed to turn the city around, which is to turn the school district around.
Thank you.
But you don't need mayoral control to do that, Laura.
This is Juanita Perez-Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can do that as a mayor that's supporting your superintendent, your teachers, your families. You can do all that you're saying, but you don't have to be a dictator, if you will, running our city schools, because that's what it would appear, and it would appear political. So I agree with you. We do need to do all that, but I would certainly do it in a democratic way where we're bringing all of these people together and making decisions together as opposed to one person doing that.
I'm sure every mayor would say that he or she has supported the city school districts. I personally do not know what support, partner with, or work with sounds like, means, or looks like. We're in dire straits. As I said before, we're not at 85% graduation rate, inching up to 90. We've just moved up to 60%. We're in dire straits. We need bold, decisive action. This is not about being a dictator. This is not about running the schools. We have a superintendent. That's his job. This is about a mayor who's going to say to the entire city, I am telling you that the school district is of paramount importance. I accept it, I acknowledge it, and I'm going to be responsible for it.
Ben Walsh, you want to jump in?
I don't want to belabor the point, but I have to say I'm the only person up here that has a personal interest in my children. My oldest daughter is in the city school district. I set foot in a city school every day of the week when I take my girls to school. And I will tell you that I see firsthand the progress that's being made, the commitment of our teachers, of our administrators. I see firsthand in my regular dealings with our superintendent, Jaime Alcea, who, oh, by the way, is relatively new to the position and has undertaken a pretty amazing healing process within a district that was very divided under the previous administration. Graduation rates are going up. The racial achievement gap has been closed. This is progress. It's not the time to hit the reset button. It's time to double down on what's working. That's what I'm going to do as both mayor and a parent with a child in the district.